Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Yeah, we got a juicy update coming up in about 20 minutes from yesterday's show regarding juicy. That video. So much gossip.
Juicy.
I like that word. We're live from the Hotel Valencia Riverwalk in San Antonio, by the way.
We are.
Having a good time. And real quick, update on the challenge, Kelly. Will Smith has accepted the challenge.
Breaking
the cooking
news.
Challenge. Yes.
Breaking news. What was the challenge?
Cooking challenge.
Forgot already.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan wants to cook with him. Something cool like that. And also, Jim Parsons is married. Has been for like 2 to 3 years.
There you go.
To a guy named Todd. So okay. Congratulations, Jim. We didn't know. We didn't get invited to the wedding.
I bet Todd had something to say about turning down that $50
million. Yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I bet you Todd wanted the 50.
Right.
Of course. And joining us right now on the show is... Listen to that voice right there. Now you're going to have to hear that voice talk. His name is Kyle Maher. Did I say it right, Kyle?
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
Everybody looking at me funny.
That's
like
good.
First try. Nice.
What up?
I said it wrong.
So people want to say Mager, probably, right?
Meager.
Is this a Canadian thing? Because it happened with Justin Bieber, too. Everybody was calling him Justin Bieber and...
Babear.
Probably, honestly, like... It might just be because Canadians like trouble spelling things or something.
A little French in there. Yeah. Do you speak French?
Un petit peu.
Oh, parlez-vous français?
Parlez-vous français, monsieur?
Oui.
Oui.
Kyle, je t'aime. Well, no, that's I love you.
Je m'appelle.
Yeah.
Je t'aime, miss, I love you.
Je t'aime. Yeah, I learned some stuff. So where are you living at now, Kyle?
I live in Ottawa, Canada, you know.
Still up there?
Yeah, still up there.
You big hockey fan?
Oh, yeah,
you
honestly.
Have to be, right? It's a requirement.
It's a requirement in Canada. We're all legally required to play hockey.
Who's your team?
Well, obviously, Ottawa Senators, where it's at, you know.
There you go. Who's your favorite player?
Well, it's a tough question. I got to say, Carlson.
Oh, Carlson.
Yeah. You know Carlson, Jenna?
Yeah. I know a little hockey. Not much.
Are you friends with Justin Bieber? He just bought a huge mansion in Ottawa.
Oh man, I wish. Like, he sounds like a great guy. Wish I could go to his mansion, obviously.
Right?
He just bought one. It's really big. It's got its own horse track.
Nice. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's in your future.
Yes. Dang. Yeah. You got a horse with a horse. I mean, a house with a horse track.
Yes.
Right?
Well, that's where Kyle's headed.
They said it's as big as the Vatican. Wow. The house he just bought.
So you do.
But that's your career path, dude.
Yes.
You're on your way.
That's what happens, Kyle.
Yeah. You better buy your pony.
Born in Canada, you can sing, become that,
and then one day you get a horse track. Yeah.
That's right.
So you act as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm on a Netflix TV show called End with an E.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
I bet my daughter knows all about this.
Yeah, tell us about the show.
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous. It's about a redheaded orphan living in PEI.
Kelly.
Why does it always got to be a redheaded orphan?
Always, yeah. And it's based on some the classic books by Lucy Maud Montgomery. It's got an absolutely beautiful message and absolutely beautiful cast.
So. And you guys film in Canada?
Oh, yeah. We film in Toronto. So.
Oh, awesome.
This little girl right here is freaking out. She didn't know you were on that show, I don't think. And this little girl right here is freaking out.
Do you have any
right
questions
now
about the show? You want to think about it?
You can think about
did
it.
You, did yeah, did you binge watch it already?
Spot.
Okay. Hey, well, we won't spoil anything for you. Kyle, no spoilers, son. No spoilers.
Of course, yeah.
How'd you hear about the show?
The show?
No, the
yeah. No, that's a better question.
Yeah,
how'd you hear about our show?
How'd you hear about us?
Yeah, I always wonder, because you're in Ottawa, and it's not like you're in Hollywood or New York or everything, so getting acting gigs is probably difficult, right?
No, actually, Toronto's like a huge hub for acting.
Yeah,
oh, perfect.
They shoot a lot there.
So, yeah, I just drive like 4 hours there and back and just, you know, do auditions and stuff. And then, you know, one day I got a call, hey, can you be on this show? I'm like, oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Because now Netflix
is
it.
It's that easy.
Yeah.
What came first for you, though? Was it singing or acting?
Acting was... Well, I've been singing for, like, a long while, but acting was, like, the first, like, professionally. Like, that's what the first thing came up was.
Yeah.
So, obviously, like, I love them both, but, you know...
We're not going to make you choose.
Oh, thank you.
No, we won't. Because I know a lot of people will probably ask you that. We'll save for the future when you get super crazy famous. Who sings in your family? Who'd you get the music talent from?
Gotta say, it was probably my grandpa or my dad. My dad and grandpa both did karaoke when like all the time, all the time.
Nice. So,
what were their go-to songs?
Remember?
I
miss your dad.
I actually he liked Pink by Aerosmith. Pink is my favorite color.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the time. So I just kind of grew up with, you know, karaoke around me, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is normal. Apparently it's not. But
do you have a go-to karaoke that's not your own?
I don't actually do much karaoke, unfortunately, but I think it's something I have to do at some point.
You have to, because you're a professional singer now. You could go to a karaoke bar and blow people away.
Yeah. Own it.
You could win the talent contest.
Yeah. Go win money. Just get your bar type. Oh, you can't drink probably yet. Can you drink in Canada?
No.
Not yet. You're 16?
Yeah.
Two more years, Mom.
Yeah.
So are you doing regular 16-year-old stuff still?
I don't know what regular 16-year-old stuff
prom,
is.
Prom, school, Fortnite, like that.
Yeah, oh, yes.
Video games.
Still in school. School hasn't started up yet, so I'm still just kind of in the summery vibe. But otherwise, just, you know, hanging out, doing music, doing everything else.
You got a license?
Got a license? Yeah, actually, couple weeks ago. I'm so happy.
How'd the test go? Other than passing, was it all right?
Yeah.
Did you get nervous?
Oh, yeah, I was nervous. I went in, I was like, oh, yeah, this will be fine. It'll be a piece of cake. And I, like, had, like, no studying. I got in there, I was like, oh, no. But then, like, I was like, it's all multiple choice, right? So we were just like, I was like, this looks like an A to me, you know? Like, usual.
Well, good. Well, I feel great you're on the roads. Yeah.
And what about Fortnite? You on that?
Oh, no, that was a while ago for me.
Oh.
Oh,
oh, JC.
He's moved on to the next thing.
What's cool now?
I have no idea.
You just got off video games.
He just knows he's too cool for Fortnite.
Well, he's probably busy making music and acting.
Thank you for shaming, JC.
Yeah, no, I'm not. No shame in my game. I'm about to be a pro.
What does that mean? People are going to pay to watch you when you go pro? Is that what it is?
Well, that's my goal.
Oh, gosh.
You can make a lot of money, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, already. Yeah.
So if you want to jump back into it.
We can do a deal, man.
Yeah, I think he's got a few things going right now, JC.
Yeah, are you still making music right now?
I'm thinking of coming up with an EP next year. Okay. Sometime, I don't know when, but, you know, we're definitely going to come out with one. I got a couple songs prepped and stuff. Still always writing, you know, just kind of see what we can come up with.
What's the process like? You just go in your room and start playing on the guitar a little bit?
Yeah, we sit down in, like, a basement with, like, a couple other people, and, like, I just go, yo, so what do you think of this idea? And they're just like, it could be better. How about this? And then I was like, how about this? And, you know, back and forth and back and forth. Just
until you finally hit something.
Yeah.
What's the girl situation like when you're 16, attractive young man, and
is there a lady?
Got a guitar.
Well, I'm definitely open to dating, but, like, unfortunately, I'm, you know, around and places. So, like, I'm open to it, but, you know.
It's tough to date when you're traveling
so much.
Kind
of a gypsy.
Yeah.
And do your parents travel with you?
Oh, yeah.
Mom and dad are out there. So
probably somewhere.
Anybody here you want to swipe right on today?
No. How bad? What are you talking about?
Don't you have to be 18 to swipe?
Yeah. Can you even be on a dating app?
We can create the teen swipe.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yumble.
It's a market that's untapped.
Yeah.
Yumble.
Yeah, Young Bumble. Yumble.
Sounds like a food
site. That would be on point.
Yep.
Kyle, you just gave us $1 million idea.
I got you.
My man.
Better get a piece of that, though.
Sure. Where can we keep up with you?
Just follow me on Instagram at @thekylemaher. Otherwise, just, you know, hope for something to come around. Yeah.
And that's Maager.
Yeah, not
it's, A.
It's meager, but, you know, not her.
God,
meager,
her.
Just meager, but not.
Kyle, you're her looking right, though, man.
Thanks.
For real. Everybody give it up for Kyle.
Hey. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kyle. Now, Kyle's not back to school yet. But what's that I hear off in the distance?
A school bus.
What is that I hear?
Pulling up.
Oh, there it is!
That's
me telling Trey that we're going to try to get this ultimate lunchbox.
There you go.
Hey, pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
But only do it if you would like to win this limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox filled with $250 in Visa card form and some tasty cake.
Thank you, tasty cake.
I don't know why I said Visa card
form. Visa card form.
Visa card
form. You got it out.
Because it's not filled with $250.
No. Piece of plastic.
Yeah, it's a piece of... So you know what I'm saying. Anyways, it's Friday, so coming up next, though, we'll give away that lunchbox and the update.
Oh, boy.
That you've been waiting for, Kid Nation.
Wow.
Grab you a cup of coffee and sit by the radio.
Ooh, it got juicy after the show yesterday. We played you a video of a guy that got caught cheating, red-handed, with the lady right there. Woman walked in.
What's up?
Said you loved me yesterday. And he said, you crazy. We'll give you that update next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school. It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Yeah, well, it's back to school time. Some kids are hanging out with us this morning, though, because we're live from the Hotel Valencia Riverwalk in San Antonio, but we're still giving away the ultimate lunchbox.
Yep.
Let's see if our phones are working. This always is a fun part of the show where we're on location and we see if the phones work. Desiree, are you there?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, Desiree, yay. The phones work. All right, good yes. talking to you. We'll talk to you later. No, I'm just kidding. Desiree, congratulations. You just won the ultimate lunchbox.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
And everybody cheer for Desiree.
Yeah.
So you got yourself a $250 Visa gift card. Also, we got some tasty cake in there for you. And the limited edition lunchbox that everybody's been fighting for.
Yeah.
Everybody wants this lunchbox.
They're clamoring for it.
They're clamoring.
JC's my favorite on there.
And I got it.
Yeah, and you got it. What are you up to right now? You going to work?
I'm going to work. I was feeling really good this Friday, so I'm like, I'm going to try to call and win.
Boom, and it worked out.
There you go.
What do you do for work?
I work for a hospital in the administration office.
Perfect. You need a lunchbox to go to work. So that's...
I do.
Awesome.
And I need $250.
That's right. Spend it on whatever you want. Have a wonderful weekend and enjoy your Friday. Okay, Desiree, hold on for us.
Thank you.
All right. There it is. Ultimate lunchbox. Give it away. Boom.
Okay.
I wonder if we're going to get one.
I know.
My son wants one.
You know, it makes me remember I loved lunchboxes in school, but I always wanted so much food that I had to bring an additional bag.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Not everything can fit in this square that wanted, and so I had to also bring a paper sack.
Oh, wow.
Like a full grocery bag.
They call their double lunch Jenna.
Did you have a thermos?
Of course. For soups.
Yeah.
For soups. All right, we got to get to the juicy gossip here. And we're not talking about the Showbiz Top 5. That is coming up soon, though.
Way
so juicy today.
But,
wow.
But oh, is it? Yeah?
No.
No, okay. No. Well, this is
celebrities
juicier.
Are letting us down, but real people
are keeping
us. Oh, they're lifting us up.
So yesterday during First World Problems, we had a lady call in and said, when your son-in-law goes viral on Twitter for the wrong reasons. And so we did a little digging and found out that there was a video that went viral of him getting caught cheating, not on her daughter because he wasn't with her, with some new girlfriend and another girlfriend that walked in on them.
But still married to this woman.
Did you know you told me you loved me for the first time yesterday?
This girl's crazy.
So it's a quick video.
Yeah.
She walks in. He says, sup? And she says, didn't you tell me you loved me for the first time yesterday? The other girl in the bed says, do what?
Yes.
And the video cuts off after he calls her crazy.
And didn't you want to know what happened after that?
We all did.
We all wanted to know.
Lucky for us, they're fans of the show.
Yes.
Well,
because the mother-in-law called in first.
Right.
And she said, he's still married to my daughter. He won't divorce her. He won't sign the papers.
But he's still dating around. And
yes.
then, you guys, we got a call from one of the girls. One of the
Guess
girls.
Which one?
In the video. It doesn't matter which one because both would be awesome, right, Kelly?
Yeah.
But it was the one we wanted. It was the girl in the bed.
Yes.
I know. That's how we reacted, too.
They're like, she's on the phone right now. I'm like, she really is on the phone right now?
And she wants to talk? Is. Okay, cool. So here is a portion of how that call went down.
He was my boyfriend. We had been together since March, and then just some random girl walks in. It was completely insane.
So she's the random, not you.
What?
Yes.
But he,
and he told her he loved her.
Girlfriend.
But he gave her a key?
I'm not really for sure about the whole key situation. I talked to Joy, which is the girl that came in.
Yeah.
But I never got the whole key thing down. I'm still not sure about the key.
Yeah, because when the video went dark, what happened in the next few moments after do what? And this girl's crazy.
It got even crazier after that.
What happened?
He got up, pushed her out of our house.
Uh-huh.
I'm like literally paralyzed, like shocked. He comes back in. I get out of bed and he like stands in front of me. He's like, are you really, this really going to be it for us? We're over. I'm like, yeah, obviously we're over. Like, I'm not going to be with you. You cheated on me.
Good for you,
Andrea. Then he starts screaming at me. He's like, you're worthless. You're just a piece of crap. You
that's not the way an
house.
Innocent man would react.
No, that's right.
That is the way a guilty man. You know he's guilty.
So anyways, like after he's screaming at me, he's like, you need to get out of my house. You've used me this whole time. I don't, you know, you never even loved me. And I was like, yes, I did. Like, I did love you. And I've never cheated on you. He's like, you're a liar and all this stuff. And I'm like, what in the world? I was like, I just want to leave. Like, I can't be here anymore. And finally, like, I grab what, I mean, I'm in my pajamas. I see a pair of sandals. I grab some jeans and a t-shirt. I grab my dog and I, like, leave. And as I'm leaving, he's, like, still screaming at me. He starts throwing my stuff outside on the front lawn.
Wow.
He threw my purse. He threw my caboodle, which has all my makeup stuff in it. He starts throwing literally everything. Furniture. I mean, everything. I furnished that entire house, and he threw every single piece of my furniture on the front yard.
Not looking good for the homeboy.
Okay.
I love that she has a caboodle.
I meant to ask her.
It wasn't the right time for me to mention that.
What's just a fun word to say.
What is a caboodle?
Caboodle is that thing that I had when I was younger, and I don't know if people still use it. I mean, you can get it for pencils, but you have it with all your makeup.
They still have caboodles for makeup. They're big plastic makeup boxes.
With different shelves.
Right. So there's more on that call. Again, all these are going to be at KidNation.com if you would like to.
In their entirety.
In their entirety, because she had even more that she wanted to.
Oh, yeah, that phone call went on for about 20 minutes or maybe, right? I mean, 20, 25 minutes. Seriously.
Girl literally found out she was getting cheated on because the girl that was the girl, the other girl walked in on them.
Right.
So we thought it ended there, right, Jason?
Yeah, we thought we were getting ready to go to San Antonio and have a good time with you guys.
Head to the airport.
Head to Southwest.
Oh, no. Because then producer Nick comes in, he goes, guys. And guess what? And we said, what? The mom's on the phone.
Who's guys?
And we said,
who's mom?
Yeah, we already said, we already talked to the mom. That's all good. No. The guy's mom is on the phone. Okay. Yeah. We'll talk
to
mom.
How much are we even playing to this?
Jerry.
A minute?
Jerry.
We talked to her for 20 minutes.
Yeah, we talked to her for 20 minutes. Here is...
I got really angry at one point. I don't know if that's the minute that's on
here. Here's 1 minute of the call with the mom of the boyfriend.
The video was he was with the girl that he was in bed with. They were dating and actually living together.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. Spoke to her.
Okay.
Yes.
The girl that he was in bed with, they had already broken up. That was just a little...
Not according to her.
Not according to her. We just spoke to her.
Well, there's three sides to every story. Her side, his side, and the truth. I believe bits and pieces of everybody's side of the story because you know what the deal is?
What?
People out there don't know how to look outside the box, and when you're smart enough to look outside the box, you look at one corner, you look at the other, you look at the other, and you look at the other, and you look in the middle, and you bring it all together.
But what about the other 18 women? What about the other girls that he was hooking up with that are coming forward?
They might not be lying because my son is a very good-looking man. He's not cheating if you're not with someone. That is the whole point.
Okay.
He had already... moved out and left him once.
What I'm confused about is the box thing.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Well, JC, you look at one corner, you look at one corner, look at the other corner, look at the other corner, look in the middle, and that's where it all comes together.
I wanted to look in the middle of the box, but I can't look in the middle of the box because she's telling me to look outside the box. So am I supposed to look outside the box?
Well, she said that's the problem.
That's a good point.
We're not. That's what the problem is, JC.
I don't get it. The boxing confused me, so I couldn't concentrate.
If the box is the bedroom, we looked in the bedroom.
We looked in the bedroom. We looked all four corners, and in the middle was your son with a woman.
But, you know, she wanted to have her son's back.
So there was more on that
one.
Yeah,
you get that.
KidNation.com. You can check out that 20-minute call.
So then we thought we were done, right?
So Al and I actually left at this point because I went home to get my stuff for the airport.
And I went with Jenna.
And not like that. We left separately, but at the same time. And so we missed something, right?
And then
JC and Kelly were lucky enough to talk to one more person involved in this scenario.
The man himself. I know. That's how
so he called.
Too.
He called after his mom called doing his work.
His mom told him, "Y'all said I wasn't man enough to call the show." We're like, "We didn't say that. We said we'd love to talk to you."
Yeah,
you know?
He's lying.
Yeah. So we got Alicia, our phone screener, goes, "Guys, he's coming in hot." So we were expecting him to be completely angry with us, screaming at us. And
it was complete opposite.
This is, and again, this guy has been said to be charming, and he said that he can woo you and
sell an Eskimo and ice cube.
And he can sell an Eskimo and ice cube, and you can kind of get a little taste of that in this clip right here.
How are you cheating when you're not with either one of them? About 3 or 4 days before that video was made, she tells me that she thinks it's best that we just take a break.
Okay. Is this just like that Friends episode?
It's like that Friends episode where Ross wanted to hook up with that girl, and
just
but
like
we were on a break.
That's like Friends.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Well, no, I'm Ross, buddy. We were on a break.
Okay.
I have a picture that I can send to y'all of her writing me a note saying this break is not what I really want to do, but I think it's what's best.
But what about the second girl that came in with the spare key, with the camera,
okay,
and said, you told me you loved me?
That spare key was actually in my pickup.
Okay, so did you tell her you loved her?
No.
Had you been dating this girl?
No. But she knew where I lived because she also dated one of my really good friends that happened to be staying with us at the time because he was in between places to stay.
Do you hear the what happened was cadence going on in that?
You know, I gotta hand it. I gotta hand it to him.
No, no.
I gotta hand it to him. He's denying, which is rule number one. Nope, damn. Nope, ah. Nope. Didn't know her. Don't even know. Never seen her before in my life. He's got that part down.
The point to be a real man, though, is to say I expected him to call in and say, "Listen, I screwed up.
Got caught.
I'm awful.
No,
I
no.
got caught.
JC,
I want to change."
That's what you do when you have no other alternative.
He does not.
At this point, he doesn't know if he's caught. He just knows he's caught.
People with good character
you
do.
Can be caught,
you
but
know?
Unless you caught, you still got an out.
Al, he is caught. It's been, on the freaking now, video.
I've been caught. Who you gonna believe? Me or the tape? Haven't you ever heard that before?
The tape.
I've been caught. But until I got caught, I didn't confess.
He didn't just get caught. He got caught.
Gosh, Al, I hope your new girlfriend's okay. listening to this.
Now, are we going to play any... I don't know how much we're playing here, Robert.
That's
is that
got.
It for today?
No, we're
okay,
teasing.
This is how I know he's lying, because you can go on... We're going to post this where? KidNation.com.
Yes.
There'll be links.
Yes.
When we ask him what happens, because we only saw a small snippet. You know, he says, she's crazy, and the girl says, do what? And the video goes black. We asked him what happened after the tape went dark.
Yeah. This is when we're like...
This is where we're like, this man is lying through his teeth when he tells you what happened.
Kelly said...
There's no way.
Kelly said, what happened afterwards? And he said, she left.
Uh-huh.
No screaming? No arguing?
Well, I was teasing it so they'd have to go listen to it, but we'll tell you now.
No. Like, I mean, there's like 20 minutes with this guy. This is just a little snippet of it. But yeah, that's...
Her version, the woman that was in the bed's version of what happened after the video makes 100% sense. What he says happened, no way. That's why you know he's telling the truth, in my opinion.
Well, when you have 20 women coming forward saying the same thing about one guy, yeah. They're probably right.
Well, when you have people just commenting on a message board, some people just like to pile on. So I don't know if there's necessarily 18 women or however many that have said, me too. But we know for a fact these two women are involved. Mm. And the ex-wife... Or the current wife. It's just so sticky and juicy. Y'all have to listen.
Oh, and the thing the mother was saying about all the ex-wives, it was everybody's fault but her son's.
You know what? You get a mom sticking up for her baby boy.
Get
you
that.
Get
yeah.
it, which
we
is probably
her.
Part of the problem.
But
we
not to the extent
you know,
that you shame other women.
Yeah. Man, this story is just the story that keeps on giving, though.
We still have one person left to hear from.
The person taking the video.
The person holding the video. We haven't heard from her yet, mm-hmm. holding the camera.
Yeah, we haven't heard from her. And we have plenty of people texting and saying they have more on this story.
Oh, I bet they do.
Wow.
And what happened with the whole element of some of the fibs he was telling about his military history?
Yeah, we asked him about...
that got you really fired up.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned that today.
There's a little bit... people were stolen valor because he was claiming that he was in the military and that he... went and took out Bin Laden. There's a text. There's,
on a date? Or
no, he took him out. Like the one that he was in the SEAL team that took him out.
He says all of those text messages were doctored, that he never said any of that because he has too much respect for the military.
But
so.
We have people saying that he said that to them in person. We have text messages that were from his number that said that's where he's bragging about it. So we asked him about it, and he did talk about that.
He did.
And you can go listen to that at KidNation.com.
And guys wonder why us as women get cynical, right? Or why we do background checks.
Oh, no,
checks.
I get it now. No, I get it.
Crazy, Jennifer, running a background check.
I don't condone what he said about the military. But guys will lie.
Yeah.
Guys will embellish. I know a dude that has never had a Mercedes Benz, but he has a Mercedes key on his keychain so he can throw it up on the bar and women look
That's
and say,
fine.
Oh, so you have a Benz, huh? And it's like...
Those are called hooks.
That's what guys
but
embellish.
But using the military, you should not be
yourself in the third person.
Guys embellish stories all the time to try and hook up, man.
I know. And that's fine. But this was a little over the top. This is, we have men and women fighting over there. losing their lives, and he's trying to take credit for some of that. That's not cool.
Not cool.
But he is. We did find out he is in the military in some form.
He's in the National Guard.
Yeah, he's National Guard.
So, guys, I hope you learned a lesson from this. Until you caught.
Oh, my God.
I'll stop.
No, when you get caught, just apologize, own up, move on.
When you get caught. When you get caught.
Okay. All right, Al.
When you get caught.
All right, what's next?
What's that email, Al? What's your email again? Yeah. You don't want to give it out right now? Yeah. Hey, coming up next, BTS, new album today.
What?
Everybody's super excited, including Kelly Raspberry.
They're my favorite.
They're your favorites. BTS. You can hear the new music out today next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're going to push back the new music because joining us right now is San Antonio treasure. Hometown boy Austin Mahone is here.
Yeah.
Hey.
Good morning, everybody.
Dirty work. What's up, Austin?
What's going on?
Just chilling.
San Antonio.
We're all here together, nice, bright, and early in the morning.
I know.
San Antonio. Did you stay up late?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, when you're home, you got to go hang out with all the friends, right?
Yeah, exactly. I had to hang with my boys, so
it was a fun night. But you know what? Austin still showed up this morning.
Of course.
Showered and everything.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like a stud.
Thank you for that.
Nice to see everybody this morning.
Yeah. Now, Austin, I think we want to do a little special shout-out right now, if you're down for that.
Yeah. Where's Marley Joe and Amelia?
Yeah, Marley Joe and Amelia, are you guys
here today?
You guys could come up here on the stage with yourselves.
Marley Joe and
bring
Amelia?
A mom and a dad or whatever you want.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just come up here because Austin...
You're like, what's going on?
Austin wants to meet you.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, he came in here. He heard about you. I know Austin's a famous one, but he wanted to meet you guys.
Little meet and greet.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, come on up.
come on up
to the stage.
Yeah.
Are you Amelia?
Amelia or Marley Joe?
Marley Joe. Nice. Where's Amelia? Because I know I just met Amelia. There she is.
Oh,
there she is.
There she is.
What's up, Amelia?
Come
Hi,
up
Amelia.
Here.
Come on
you
up
can
here.
Come up here by my mic.
Now, you guys are standing right next to Austin Mahone, which is A, the coolest.
It's a big deal.
And B, he wants to tell you something.
Don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I have a surprise for you guys. You ready?
You ready? They're ready, Austin.
You guys are going to Disney World.
You guys are kids.
Woo!
I just got goosebumps.
How cool is that?
Congratulations, girls.
How do you guys feel about that?
For kids.
Yay.
Austin was asking us to go, and we're like, no, Austin. We're taking Amelia and Marley Jones.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yes.
Have you guys been there before?
I've never been there.
Never?
No.
Wow.
Never.
About to have the experience of a lifetime.
Have you ever been on an airplane before?
Yes.
You have?
I've actually been on by myself.
Whoa.
That's big time.
Yo.
Austin hasn't even flown by himself yet.
Right?
No, they don't let him.
I always fly with my mom.
Well, that is awesome.
How excited are you guys? Pretty excited, right?
They're speechless. They're so excited.
And I know.
You have a little bit to pack.
A little time.
Yeah, a little time.
I pack a lot of times.
You pack a lot of times? Well, you can pack a lot of stuff, but you have a little bit of time. You have a couple months.
Yeah, we're going to go in November.
Are all of you guys going with
us? Oh, yeah,
we're
going.
Our annual Kids trip.
Every single one of
us. Every single
all
one
of us.
And I know we told you you couldn't go, Austin, but we'll let you come if you want to.
Yeah.
You
really want.
Yeah.
Open invitation anytime. Of course we'll live it up for you, my man. And thank you for doing this because, you know what, we wanted Austin to do this because he's been listening to the show since he was little.
Yeah, since I was about your age.
And he knows all about Kids, so we wanted to give him the opportunity to tell you guys that you guys were going on this trip.
And you know your whole family gets to go, too.
Everybody,
you're not going by yourself.
Sisters, mom, dad,
no dogs.
No dogs. Maybe you know what? I'm going to talk to him about that.
And your parents are going to love this part. We're paying for everything.
Yeah. By the way, thanks Austin for that, bro.
Yes.
I meant Austin's pay.
I got you. Amazing.
And by the way, if you want to help out with Kids, we do. Today's the last day you could buy the T-shirts.
Yeah, our producer, those in the room and maybe on Kid TV, producer White Cheddar is wearing the limited edition T-shirt where 100% of the proceeds are going to Kids. And we had a goal of selling 1,000. I think we're very pleasantly surprised by the response. So, but tonight at midnight Eastern time is the deadline. Yeah.
You can always just make a donation at kidskids.com.
Of course. Yeah. Kidskids.org now.
Yeah, we changed it real quick. And is your mom here? Is Ashley here? We want to talk to mom real quick.
Hey, Ashley.
Come on up.
Come on up here, mom.
We're going to get to know you guys a little bit.
That's okay.
Is that okay? Sure. We're just putting you on the spot, Ashley.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. tell us about your daughter, Marley Jo.
Well, Marley's in fifth grade at Great Hearts.
Yeah.
She's a special girl. And do you go on?
You
say as much as you want.
Yeah.
She's going on Kids Kids because she has a, what's it called? GATA2 mutation.
She has a GATA2 mutation.
GATA2 mutation.
And it causes lots of health problems that she has to go through. So.
Is it tough going to school when you have to go to the doctor all the time, Marley Jo? Or you just do it?
No.
That's what she does.
No big deal.
It's just a part of life.
That's the cool thing about Kids Kids is that all these things that we would see as something that would get in the way and a hindrance, they just plow on through and keep going.
That's what she does.
She's your little soldier.
Mm-hmm.
You excited? Did you have any idea, Ashley, that we were going to do this?
No, not at all.
Yeah, you got Austin Mahone calling your daughter on stage. You're like, what is she doing? Is she going to sing or something?
Can you
sing, Marley Jo? I don't know. Can you sing?
What?
No,
she just wants to talk Fortnite.
You play Fortnite? Are you on Fortnite, Austin?
I'm not on Fortnite.
Come on, bro. Oh,
no. You used to play, right? It's not
I've
cool
never
anymore.
Played Fortnite in my life. Because I know if I started playing, I'd be addicted and I wouldn't stop.
And there goes your career, like JC's.
Marley
right in the toilet.
My career's going fine, I think.
Well, George wants to talk to you after the show.
He said he wanted to talk to me when we got back. But Marley, we'll play a little Fortnite before we go off to Disney World.
Okay.
And let's talk. So chill? She's not here? Never mind. I wanted to talk
Dad's
to Amelia's
here,
dad.
Dad
Marcus is
dad?
Here. Hi, Dad.
Dad holding sleeping children.
You got a sleeping
child. Dad's got a lot going on this morning.
Hi, Dad.
How you doing, Marcus?
Good. How you doing?
Tell us a little bit about Amelia.
Amelia has cystic fibrosis, and her older sister has it as well. And her and her sister just recently also got a diabetes type 1
diagnosis.
Diagnosis.
Well, this will be like a double trip because the whole family's coming along. Now, I wanted to ask you about CF because a lot of the times when we go on this trip, we have to put these lanyards on the kids that have CF to make sure they're not close to each other because there could be complications.
Right.
How's that work with sisters?
Two in the same family, yes.
It's not a problem if they're both in the same family.
It's
more of a germ thing. They don't want to share certain types of germs with other kids with CF. And it causes problems sometimes both ways.
Wow.
So they kind of, unfortunately, and they've had times in the past where they've wanted to hang out with other CF kids and have something in common with them. They haven't been able to, but
get them on Fortnite. That way they can play over the. Do that. And now, Marcus,
are they paying you?
No. I just want as many people to play with
me
as possible because everybody went back to school and I have nobody now. But, Marcus, you're a clinical staff nurse in the U.S. Army.
I am.
So thank you for your service.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, I know. When you saw this guy's a good-looking dude, you're like, and he's a nurse in the Army?
Right.
So you're going to be able to bring the whole family?
I'm going to bring them, all right.
Good.
Perfect.
I'm going to put in the leave form tomorrow, I think.
Okay.
Good.
It'll be like we have an extra nurse on the trip.
Yes.
We do have a bunch of them.
That's always great. You're not working. You enjoy your time.
Enjoy your vacation.
I'm ready to help, just in case.
Awesome.
Amelia, are you happy? Yeah, she is.
She's just tired. We were just talking. She had to get up at 5 a.m.
She's super happy.
I love the part of her letter that she wrote in. It says, first of all, it says, hi, my name is Amelia Burgess. I'm 9 years old. Then it says, I have two sisters, and they're a bit of a handful.
These little ones right here.
Yeah. Well, they get to go too.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Well, Amelia and Marley Jo, two of our kids for this year. Congratulations, and we'll see you soon.
And thank you, Austin, for calling us to make the surprise.
And Austin Mahone, dude, thank you for coming up here.
Thank you guys for having me.
And if you want to check out Austin Mahone, follow him on Instagram. He's a fun follow. What is it, at Austin Mahone?
It's just my name, at Austin Mahone.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. If you're a Mahomey, you better go follow it up.
How'd you come up with that name?
Yeah. You have the coolest fans name, by the way.
Oh,
Mahomes.
Yeah. Mahomes, yeah.
I know, I like that.
I got the best fans in the world.
You awesome. You for sure do.
Absolutely.
So be on the lookout. Mahone's working on some stuff. Go Spurs,
go.
Austin was out playing with Tim Duncan or hanging out with Tim Duncan.
Yeah, I was. The legend.
Tim, if you're listening, Austin says what's up.
Yeah, if you're listening, stop on by.
Yeah, stop by. Yeah. Austin's here.
We're at
we
Hotel
Valencia.
Yeah.
We got free coffee.
Bacon.
All right, Austin, thank you so much, man.
Thank
so
you guys for having me.
Congratulations on all the success. Everybody, give it up for Austin Mahone.
Bye.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yay.
Yay. Bye. Live from the Hotel Valencia Riverwalk in San Antonio. We have a lot of friends out here that hung out.
This
a lot
is
of
when
have to go to work and school. And
this is when we can tell the true fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
who's gonna ditch work? Right?
No offense, the unemployed fans.
No, Kelly.
No offense to the folks that were here that left a little early. We love y'all too. But this is when it gets down to the nitty-gritty.
This is intimate.
It's like, I don't have anything else to do but watch these folks talk.
And right now, you get to find out what Jenna. It's time for Jenna's.
That's what I like.
Thanks, Bruno.
That's what I like. Yeah. Yes. What I don't like is that I feel like I just gave a lovely fan really bad advice. She's getting married and she asks for some makeup tips. And you know when you can like do your own makeup, kinda? Like I figured out how to do my own, but I don't know if I'm good at helping someone else with theirs and what would look good on her.
Well, your face usually looks good, so.
Your face looks good. Thank you. Okay. Well, I was told I had to keep this short. Cheddar told me I had to keep this short, so you're only going to get two of my four.
Right? All right. Well, are you still going to change my life, though?
No, I'm going to. Yes, I am going to change your life, so I'm going to do that one first in case I run out of time.
Okay.
And I know we're in San Antonio right now, and y'all are spoiled here because you have authentic Mexican grocery stores everywhere.
Yeah.
But when you don't have that and you have dabbled in the Mexican snack and candy world and then you can't find those things when you live other places, or if I go to Mexico, the first time I ever went into like a Mexican convenience store and got Doritos that don't exist in America, it rocked my world. It was so great.
That's the Worcestershire sauce ones, right?
There's Kelly, there's so many flavors, your mind would be blown, and then you can't find them anywhere until now. I know you probably have grocery stores around here, like I said, but if you can't find your favorite Dorito flavor or maybe that Mexican candy you tried once and you don't even really remember what it was, there is a website called MexicanCandyLady.com.
Oh,
JC, what? I found something that I believe you always talk about and can never find.
Jenna, if you found my favorite chips.
Are they the Doritos Pizzarola?
You found Pizzarolas?
I can't say it how you can. Is that what it is?
You found freaking Pizzarolas?
Pizzarolas.
This is legit. Ask Al. When we go to Mexico and I'm with him,
Al, is that his favorite?
Yeah. I make him stop at the 7-Eleven on the way to Playa del Carmen so I can get in there and get myself my Pizzarolas.
Yes. Okay. MexicanCandyLady.com.
It tastes like pizza?
Mexican. Yeah.
I don't.
What does it taste like?
It's supposed to be pizza flavor. It just tastes like heaven.
We don't have pizza flavored chips.
It doesn't taste like pizza.
We do. But Kelly, there are these. I don't even know what some of these things are. JC.
I know those Worcestershire ones.
Popcorn with the Valentina hot sauce. Valentina hot sauce.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
They have all
burritos.
Yeah, everything. This website's awesome. MexicanCandyLady.com. Now you're going to pay $2.60 for those Doritos. You're going to pay a little.
Not
bit
to be
of
confused
charge.
With MexicanLadies.com.
Not Mexican
other,
ladies.
It's a whole other website. That's what Al likes.
Yeah, not Mexican ladies. MexicanCandyLady.com.
Oh, that is definitely
all right.
Put a dent in my wallet.
Since we're on the food subject, I gotta throw this out there because this news just came out that Snoop Dogg's releasing a cookbook, cannabis-free recipes. All right, probably better enjoyed post-cannabis, but none of them have actual marijuana in them. But it's so funny. This is his quote. You know what's blazing up in my kitchen? I'm taking the cookbook game higher with a dipped and whipped collection of my favorite recipes. You dig?
I feel like I needed a beat behind it.
Yeah. So, soft flour tacos, baked mac and cheese, lobster thermidor, filet mignon. Classy stuff. So this is going to be a regular cookbook. It's called Crook to Cook.
You got filet mignon in there?
Yeah.
Crook to Cook. That's funny.
You're going
to
be able to buy that in October. So maybe a nice holiday gift.
November, December. Yeah.
I'm excited about
That's
it.
Delicious.
He hangs out with Martha Stewart once. And he's like...
He got all domesticated.
Yeah.
He is, for sure. All right, and then I'm going to play a clip of the show I mentioned before because a lot of people have been asking me, what was that Netflix show you just watched? Was it a show? Was it a movie? And I loved it. It's my favorite movie that I've seen recently. It's a coming-of-age film with an Asian lead that's very trendy right now. It's awesome. Have any of you seen To All the Boys I've Loved Before?
Yeah.
How good is it?
Jenna, I wanted to watch this on the flight up here, but it was like a 40-minute flight, so I couldn't.
It's so good, and I didn't want to watch it because I thought it was going to be like a sappy, romantic high school movie, and then I was going to be sad that I'm single. It actually was a very feel-good movie. I loved it. I think we have a clip from the movie.
Well, we need to figure something out because people are going to get very suspicious if I'm not allowed to touch you.
Okay, you have a point. How about this? You can put your hand in my back pocket.
Hand in your back pocket?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is that?
16 candles. It's the opening image. It's a couple's thing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe in the 70s.
16 candles was the 80s. John Hughes? Nothing? Okay. Two more rules. You have to watch 16 Candles with me because it's a classic. And we can never tell anyone that this relationship is fake.
So he legit got into a relationship if he's watching movies with her.
Yeah. Yeah, the movie's great. The movie's great. She has a crush on, what, sister's boyfriend, and then all of these love letters she had written, they get sent out. I'm not spoiling anything. And the movie's totally appropriate for all ages.
Yeah.
So she starts dating the hottest guy in school to kind of make other people jealous, and maybe they start liking each other. It's really cute.
Is that when you know you're a couple, hand in the back pocket?
Yeah, that's a
good
move.
I've never done that.
Never?
Oh, that's the best.
I've done it before. I hadn't done it in a long time, but...
I don't know. Like, when cool I see couples with each other's hands in each other's pockets.
Yeah. Sometimes a girl will have like $2 in there and you can take that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that is my abbreviated what I like. All the other stuff will be next week.
What was it again? MexicanLady.com?
Mexican Ladies.
Yeah, MexicanLadies.com.
No, Mexican Candy Lady.
I'm sorry. You got me sidetracked.
MexicanCandyLady.com for all of those snacks and munchies you want, JC, that you can't find anywhere in the States.
Get pizzerolas if you get on that thing. Seriously, it's one of the best things in the world. And to all the boys I've loved,
The boys I've loved before on Netflix right now. So good.
Definitely going to check that out. That's Jenna's That's What She Likes this week.
You guys are probably happy because my other things are all Halloween related.
It's still
August, right?
you can bring it next week. Okay, you can bring it next week. We do have some more guests joining us next, though, Kid Nation. Ocean Park Standoff is going to be joining us next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And we're back.
And joining us right now here is Ocean Park Standoff. I need some good news, baby. I know what you're thinking. Are we doing Good News Tuesday? No. We stole their song and we used it for Good News Tuesday. That is an Ocean Park Standoff song.
MB Belongo.
We're setting them up too because they're going to play a song for us this morning as well.
Allegedly.
P and Ethan. Hello, guys.
How you doing?
Doing good. Great performance last night.
Oh, thank you so much. It was fun. We had a good time.
I know. And we got you guys to come in early in the morning, which is good for rock stars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys party last night?
Lightly. We enjoyed ourselves, but I wouldn't say it was partying.
A slight partying.
Mm. Yeah. Party yeah, light. Low key. Party low key. Light. It was a low key Tuesday.
I love that you guys worked with Lil Yachty, by the way.
True. Pardon, say that again?
I love that you guys that you guys did a song with Lil Yachty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a good time. The video shoot was quite a experience. It was pretty fun to have a whole crew come in and basically take over the shoot. It was great.
Is dude as hyper as he seems to be all the time?
He was definitely prepared for what he was doing. He was actually pretty low-key the whole time he was there. He was just hanging out. We had a couple chats with him, and he's definitely super happy. But he's pretty low-key. He wasn't going crazy the whole time.
That's three low-keys right there. One, two. It's been three low-keys.
My brain's
booting on. It's better than liking as.
You're right. Not that I'm counting.
Did you guys see that Jennifer Aniston said that her song on repeat was If You Were Mine?
Yes.
I know you saw that.
Pete's been playing the theme song ever since it happened.
Hey, Pete! That's got to be cool. Like, don't you want to reach out and tell her anything you need, Jennifer?
Yeah, come play
yeah,
for
yeah.
You.
I'd be like, if you want me to sing the song in your house anytime, I'll come through.
Yeah, right.
It'd be great. Yeah.
Anything you want, including my body.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And if you want Pete to play the theme song for you, just let me know. He's got you covered.
Give us a little bit. Come on, Pete.
That's it.
Hey, he's just right. All you need.
That's all you need, right there.
Hey, I see that you guys have any Tinderellas lately, because I know you guys are still single, ready to mingle.
Yeah, actually, no. Pete's got himself a girl. Everyone ooh and ah.
What? Was it a Tinder match, Pete?
No.
No? Oh, it was just regular meet.
Real life?
Yeah.
Like a grocery store?
So rare anymore.
Like you met in person?
Yeah, it's a miracle, right?
It is a miracle. That's what we all think, and then we're all on dating apps.
Yeah. And so now, Ethan, now you're just... You're solo dolo rolling around, huh?
Yeah, just solo dolo, enjoying life. I've actually been working on a bunch of music. We've been working on a bunch of music, so that's kind of my focus right now.
Yeah.
So I've been doing, even last night, before we went out, got back to the hotel, put on headphones, worked, and then went out, came back, listened a little bit more, and went to bed.
Yeah, you're trying to get Pete to break up, basically.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Pete, get back to work! Pete, you worked on the 30 Seconds to Mars album. You did drums on there.
What?
You did? Were you doing the drums on the album?
No, I did a bunch of production.
Everything.
Stuff.
Did you feel like you were cheating on your band when you were working with 30?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I was cheating on my little brother.
Is Jared Leto pretty weird?
He's a good guy.
I like him. No, I mean, I've always liked him, but then I've heard that he's real weird.
He's eccentric, we'd say, right?
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
I'm reading between the lines here. There's a lot that he's not telling us.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. I love that,
it's the code, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Well,
yeah.
A lot of musicians are different. I mean, that's the point. You're artistic. And you're supposed to be that way, you know?
Exactly.
Where are you guys going off to after this? Are you guys still on tour?
I'm back.
You were with Plain White Tees this
Yeah,
summer.
We were with Plain White Tees. We were with AJR before that. And we're going out with an Irish band called Codaline in November. But we're actually going back to L.A. after this. I think we're going to Vegas as our next stop after that. Minneapolis or something like that.
Codaline's how that's pronounced. I love that band. I didn't know what to call them.
How'd you pronounce
Codaline? I didn't know it was called. I didn't know. I just know.
Now
that
I'm gonna have to double check. I'm gonna have to Wikipedia.
Oh no, you're right. I didn't know.
Look up the pronunciation.
One of you is correct.
I'm not.
But I'm gonna go with them because they're touring.
Same.
With
I'll be waiting for someone to settle this debate later.
Yeah, we'll see that. Well, hey, I know it's early in the morning, but you guys said you would do a song for us.
That's nice of you.
Let's work it out. Let's see what happens.
What are you going to play for us?
We're going to play If You Were Mine.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston, please listen.
Dedicated to all Jennifers and Anistons. Let's go. Full intro.
Oh, yeah.
Left to right at the light, we're speeding down the road. Leave it all behind, everything you think you know. You've been hurt, but I won't fix you, you're not broke. But your eyes beautiful to me. We could go left, but no, I'm right. Yeah, you gotta make up your mind. We could go anywhere, but if we take it there, bet I can make you go. Change your mind, bet I can make you go. Oh, oh, oh. If you were mine, if you were mine, you want the other side. Well, I can change your mind, bet I can make you go. Oh, oh, oh. Hey. Flash a light in your eyes like fire as they glow. She says, I can fly, no, but I never can let go. Hey. You've been hurt, so have I. Yeah, we got scars to show. But I swear it's worth it, wait and see. We could go left, but no, I'm right. Yeah, you gotta make up your mind. We could go anywhere, but if we take it there, bet I can make you go. You want the other side, or I could change your mind. Bet I can make you go. If you were mine, if you were mine, you want the other side, oh, I could change your mind, but I can make you go, oh, oh, hey. Slow down, down with your breathing, hey. Oh, 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 taste this rush, can you feel it, hey. Oh yeah, we could go anywhere, but if we take it there, bet I can make you go. Oh, oh, oh. You on the other side, oh, I could change your mind, bet I can make you go. Oh, oh, oh. If you were mine, if you were mine, you on the other side. Change
Standoff right there. If you were mine,
minus, is that Jennifer Aniston's favorite?
Yes, it is. Minus Lil Yachty, because he couldn't make it this morning. Because we don't know where he's at.
Darn it!
I bet he's on his little Yachty.
Lil Yachty. Hey, if we want to keep up with you guys, what's the best way to do so? Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff.
All of it. Just search. What's up? Hello. Good morning. Just search Ocean Park Standoff. You can find us pretty much anywhere.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.